Joshua chapter 4, we've just read how the people crossed the Jordan. Again, like with the Red Sea, the water was miraculously dried up and they all passed over. When the whole nation had crossed the Jordan River, Yahweh said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men, one from each of the tribes, and command them to take 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from the very place where the priests place their feet. Tell them that they must carry these stones with them and put them down wherever you're going to camp tonight." Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had chosen and said, "Go into the Jordan ahead of the ark of the Yahweh your God. Each of you take a stone on your shoulder, one for each of the tribes of Israel." So they couldn't have been that huge, these stones. "These stones will remind the people of what Yahweh has done. In the future, when your children ask, 'What do these stones mean?' you will tell them that the water of the Jordan River stopped flowing when the Ark of Yahweh crossed the river. And these stones will be a memorial to the people of what happened here." So Israel's life was arranged so that they kept on remembering things that God had done. For example, the Passover. And a lot of the feasts that they had were to remind them of things that God had done, that God had saved them. And the problem is with us as humans, we tend to forget. We get very forgetful of God's grace. He has done wonderful things for us, answered our prayers, given us really amazing things. And at the moment we got that amazing gift from God, we're like, "Oh, thank you, God." And at the time, we're really grateful for them. But then as time goes by, we forget the wonderful thing that he's done. And we become proud and we become not grateful at all for what he's done. And this is the problem with all of us. Absolutely every human being has got this problem. And so Israel were given all these reminders. Now, under the New Covenant, we have one special reminder, and that's the breaking of bread, that I think it's a good idea to do every week, just as it seems, I think, in the New Testament they did as well. So we can then remember that the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. So these men followed Joshua's orders. As Yahweh had commanded Joshua, they took the 12 stones from the midst of the Jordan, one for each of the tribes of Israel, carried them to the place where they camped, and put them down there. Joshua also set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan, where the priests carrying the ark had stood. Those stones remain there to this day. The priests stood in the midst of Jordan until everything had been done that Yahweh ordered Joshua to tell the people to do. Well, isn't that a bit strange that there were 12 stones put up in the middle of Jordan so that when the water came back over them, well, nobody would see them. And it seems that there were also 12 stones put up on the land for Israel to see. It's as if those two memorials, one that was unseen by man and one that was to remind them that, you know, God remembers as well. Even though you don't realize it, God remembers as well. So God doesn't forget as we do. And so the people hurried across the river. When they were all on the other side, the priests with the Ark of Yahweh went ahead of the people. The men of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh were ready for battle. And they crossed in front of the rest of the people as Moses had commanded them. In the presence of Yahweh, about 40,000 men armed for war crossed over to the plains near Jericho. What Yahweh did that day made the people of Israel really respect Joshua. They respected him all his life, just as they had respected Moses. Well, the 2.5 tribes had not wanted to cross Jordan. They said, "Oh no, we'll stay here on the east bank of Jordan. We'll take our inheritance here." And like the father giving the prodigal son what he wanted, even though he knew it wasn't going to make things easy for him spiritually, so Moses and God had agreed to that. But then God said, "But the soldiers of those 2.5 tribes must go in front of the rest of the Israelites to make sure that they get their inheritance." So they had to be the first ones who fought the Canaanites. So actually, there is no easy way. There is no shortcut to the kingdom of God. like those 2.5 tribes thought there was, that, oh, we can take a shortcut, let's just stay here, then we won't have to fight, we won't have to cross the Jordan, it'll be okay. And actually, it wasn't quite as easy as that, because there is no shortcut. Then Yahweh told Joshua to command the priests who were carrying the ark to come up out of the Jordan River. Joshua did this, and when the priests reached the river bank, the river began flowing again and flooded its banks again. So the people crossed the Jordan River on the 10th day of the first month and camped in Gilgal to the east of Jericho. There Joshua erected the 12 stones that they had taken from the Jordan. And he said to the Israelites, "In future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' you must tell them about this time when Israel crossed the river Jordan on dry ground. Tell them that Yahweh your God dried up the water of the Jordan River for you until you crossed, just as he dried up the Red Sea. And all who are in the whole land will know how great Yahweh's power is, and you will honor Yahweh your God forever."